Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Happy birthday, WTU, Wing Chun Universe.
Yes.
Today we celebrate the 10 years from the Wing Chun Universe. We founded it on the 16th of September 2011.
Yes, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The time flows.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
We had a founding caravan.
Yes, we go to three places, yes?
Yes.
Mm,
yes. We have been to Sicily, place of power, and we had something to do there, and then we went to Paris.
Yes.
To a special place, and then to Stockholm.
To Stockholm,
in
yes.
Sweden.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this was the first day in Sicily, the second day in Paris, and in Paris we bring the first homepage
online.
Yes,
I
yes.
just remember how it looked like.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
we were so happy about the logo and yeah.
Yes, yeah. And
yeah.
I think now we have our fourth or fifth homepage.
Yeah, yeah.
Variation of the homepage.
Variations of the homepage, yes, yes.
Because I think everything must...
must change.
Yes, must change. It's always a process and you can adapt it at the time.
So we think if there's always a time in all situation, in all parts of life, you have to think, what would I be changed if I would start this moment. There's nothing wrong which I do 10 years ago, but if I would start now in this moment, now I am in this moment, now with all the changes in society, in the possibilities with the society, what would I do new? And so you can change your organization, your business, all the things.
Yeah, we changed a lot in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because always when we are on vacation or we are free, we move to a special place and we relax, and then we think about if we imagine today we start from the very new beginning, what would we do today with our... Mm-hmm. Erfahrung, with our
knowledge, experience.
Yes, yeah. And what would we do when we could start?
And the roundway is always it's a direction to make it more simple.
Mm-hmm. To take out the complexity.
The complexity, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our advantage is that we are very movable. That we are very flexible.
Yeah, yes. What is Wing Chun? What is WTU Wing Chun? It's movement. It's flexibility. It's that you can adapt yourself and all on the time on the. Everything changes every moment, and Wing Chun for me is a tool that you can work on your flexibility, that you can change and adapt yourself on everything what happened. So can use everything what happened, that you can change yourself, then to optimize yourself and bring more quality.
And we have the WTU Wing Chun part, which is about four fields.
Four fields, yes. There's the fight field. The fight field is the traditional Wing Chun part. It's all the traditional Wing Chun with the forms, with the partner movement or sea Jesus sequences, with the lasso, with the applications, all these things. Then there is a new part, the typical part from WTU Wing Chun, the guild part. It's the part from with the weapons, with the not traditional weapons, but it's very traditional because we don't, this is not another style, a second style. It's weapons with the principles and the interactions and the concepts from Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
And in another way, for me, there is a great body of Wing Chun from China, from Asia, and there is a body from before, not from China. And this part from our Wing Chun style has to do with the second body. And so we bring both bodies together. So one of our mottos is back to the roots. So this is one from this back to the roots. We bring these both sides from the same together. And both sides work on the same principles.
And then we have a very important area for us is the Wing Chun University.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Wing Chun University.
Our theory courses.
Yes. There's a modern term. It's in English, it's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I always say to my students, a Wing Chun master is not a human being who do Wing Chun for a long time.
Or who collect techniques.
Or the collect techniques. It's a woman or a man who has the mindset from a Wing Chun master.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He or she has transformed herself to with the mindset to a Wing Chun master. It's how this human being act with life, is the principle of life. And this is Wing Chun. It's not the technique, not. It's how I use the principles, the interaction, the concepts to work with the life, to, and so before we have a third part, the health part from our style. And the health part is for me is Wing Chun, the natural way how I move the human body. And Wing Chun as fighting concept is for me, apart from the natural way how I use my body.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to change how I move my body, I have to transform the limits in the thinking. If I don't transform the limits, if I don't go over the borderline from my thinking, I can't transform all the things I do. Because if it's not possible for me in thinking, it never will possible in acting. And if I do body movements, I came to the point, I have to change my thinking. And this is for me the Wing Chun University. I work on the mindset who is necessary that I can optimize my Wing Chun. Then I can go to the Wing Chun master and I can go over in the future.
And this is what we do in the university because we destroy some, no, not destroy, because we change some patterns.
Yes, we change the patterns center. Of thinking
yeah.
and go over. Patterns are tools. It's not the reality, it's the tools. And I have to optimize and change these tools. And so now we have new programs from our WTU Wing Chun, our mindset programs. We only act with these tools for the thinking aspect. It's like your mindset program for children and my mindset program for adults. We call this strong kitchen mindset and excellent people mindset.
In German, yes. In English.
At the moment, we don't have this in English. At the moment, only in German, yes.
And as the time is changing, we also do a lot things in the digital way.
Yes.
We have digital online coachings via Zoom.
As before, I say, make it more simple, because we have to use all the possibilities from the time. Some years ago, a student has to come to the teachings, and he get everything in the teaching. Now he can prepare himself with our tools, with our video module programs, with our ebooks, with our podcast, with our Zoom coachings, and then he came much more better prepared to the teachings, and then can go to the next level in the teaching, because he is better prepared as ever before, if you use this. And so it's time a other factor. So we can bring in the teachings another feeling of the time. We can make the times a little bit shorter, and we can do other things.
Do now the VWTU masterclass project coaching programs. These are 6 months coaching programs with Zoom calls, with
video modules,
theory courses, and lessons with you, and seminars online and
offline on seminars at the place.
We have our wooden dummy coaching program.
Yes, and there's also a wooden dummy video module, and this is open not only for members from our organization.
And in the future, we will do a double knife coaching.
Yes, what we will do is a Bacham Dao video module, and then also coachings for this.
And it don't depend on the graduation, so you can do this from the outside with now
the video module. You can do it from the outside, the coaching is from the inside at the moment.
Okay,
then we have our WTU Youngbloods program for the children. For us, a very, very important program, because the children are the adults from tomorrow, and how you can prepare your children for the future, you give them a strong mindset.
Yes.
Not what the child has
to think, so how he can learn to think.
Or has to believe, no, how to think. And a strong mindset in all the necessary fields.
Okay, so then we will just celebrate now our 10 years. And thank you for listening, and till next time.
Bye.
Bye.